Richard, good morning.
Yeah, good day, Nathaniel.
So, Richard, can you tell us about the new Embark program?
Yeah, that's right. We've joined up with American Airlines for a pilot program, and we're out there Tuesdays and Thursdays in the morning from about 7 o'clock for when the people are checking into the American Airlines flight. And it gives an opportunity for those who may be anxious about flying to have a pat of the dog and to sit down and have a pat and a cuddle and basically calm down. So it's very popular, not only with the American Airlines patrons, but staff from all over the airport and other people flying off and other well-wishers out there see the dogs and brings a smile to their face and they too want to come over and have a pat.
Just hearing about it's bringing a smile to my face. What kind of benefits have you seen from the 2 days per week trial of this program?
Well, we know from the work we've done over 22 years producing service dogs for people with post-traumatic stress or families with kids with autism, that the dogs certainly have a calming effect on those people living with post-traumatic stress or autism. So, and research around the world shows that dogs have a calming effect on people, and in fact, the research shows that people that own dogs and pets will actually live longer. So it just proves that once again out at Sydney Airport, where, some people who are quite fearful of flying, you can just see how they seem to calm down and feel better about the journey that's ahead of them.
Well, you were just talking about the research behind it. What is the science behind dogs calming people down?
Well, I think it's like when you see a loved one and you see your dog, the oxytocin starts flowing in the brain, which again makes you feel better about yourself and gives you a calming influence. And it just doesn't have to be your own dog. Just patting a dog seems to get that happening, and people feeling slightly less anxious.
Well, I definitely can say whenever I manage to see a dog, I definitely feel a bit of oxytocin myself. Now, if you've just joined us here on The Daily, we're talking to Richard Lord, the top dog at Assistance Dogs Australia, about the new Embark program. Now, Richard, what happens to the Assistance Dogs after the program?
All right. Well, the dogs that we've got there currently are dogs that are very close to their graduation. So it's a good opportunity for them as well to go to experience a busy place like an airport, meet lots of different people. And at the same time, we're looking at how they're going and thinking about what job that they're going to end up doing. As you can imagine, we've got about 100 people on our waiting list at any one time. So as these dogs are going through their paces at the airport, we're looking at them to assess them for who we can pair them up with and what type of job will they go to. Someone who, as I said, is living with post-traumatic stress, or would they better be suited for a family with some kids with autism, or the dogs that we do are for people who require a wheelchair for mobility. So while they're having a good time at the airport, we're assessing them for their next job, which they'll probably go to in the next month or so.
And how do you hope to see this program grow in the future?
Well, we'll see how it goes over this pilot program, which will go through to about Christmas. And then we've talked to all the stakeholders, American Airlines and Sydney Airport, of course, and see how it goes from there.
Well, I'm very excited to see lots of dogs next time I'm in the airport. Richard, thank you so much for joining us this morning.
Nathaniel, if I could just do a call out for puppy educators in the Sydney area. We're always after people who could train one of those dogs under our supervision for about 12 months. They get the dog at 8 months and at 8 weeks, I should say, and give it back at about 12 months. And we supply all the food and veterinary costs and everything else. And if anyone would be interested in that, our website is assistancedogs.org.au.
So that's assistancedogs.org.au?
Yeah, terrific.
Perfect. Well, thank you so much for joining us, Richard.